You never get a second chance to make a first impression, and the first impression here was terrible. And I think it's going to be an unfolding disaster for the president. There's going to be some winners, there's no question about that, but there's going to be millions of losers, too. People are going to find out their rates are going up, people that have insurance they like are going to be losing it.
You look at the history here, you know, Republicans and conservatives, they said health, Social Security was socialism, Medicare was socialism, and all this kind of proclamations of doom. This website is technology. It's going to get better. It's already better today. And we're only going to be working out more kinks as we go forward.
Were you thankful we weren't hearing the back and forth over health care for at least a few days and we were too busy watching football and eating turkey? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard still is over healthcare, and why not? It's the thing that is the common denominator among all of us. Everybody has an opinion on it. You just heard there Congressman Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota, and before that, a much different opinion in Congressman Tom Cole from Oklahoma, a Republican, who talked about some unfolding disasters. What do you think? Do you think they're working out the kinks? Ellison is right. And this is all about doom, gloom, and winning elections? Or is Cole, who talks about what's happening with people with their insurance, where they're getting canceled or finding that they have to pay so much more and they just can't afford it? One thing's for sure, everybody has an opinion on this. More than anything else, period, everybody has an opinion on Obamacare and healthcare.gov. I said this in the beginning of last week that I almost feel like answering my phone. So what do you think about Obamacare? Because everywhere I've gone, everybody's asking about that and asking me what I think and telling me what they think. The latest that we know is on Sunday, they announced that the website has been vastly improved. Remember the deadline? Was November 31st, 30th. They say Sunday they wanted to fix, or they had fixed, 400 computer bugs. They increased capacity, so now it can handle more than 800,000 users every day with an error rate of less than 1%. A guy named Jeff Zients, who the White House appointed to fix the site since the rollout on October 1st, said it's night and day from what it was. But this is interesting. So it's night and day from what it was, but they're still saying more work needs to be done now that the deadline has passed, that it's not a magic moment, that there's still so much more. I think when Tom Cole says it's an unmitigated political disaster, he's absolutely right. If nothing else, the Republicans, unless they're stupid, will use this as a big weapon in trying to get some people elected in the midterms, because the blunder, for every person who says it's good, there's at least five who say, no, it's not. What are you talking about? They need to fix the problems still. And all roads do lead through this website, because the disaster started with the website, and then everything else that people assumed was happening that wasn't came out, and it made it that much worse. So that they can handle 50,000 at once, and they have 90% stability, and people log on, they find that they now get an email telling them the best time to return, and it allows them to go to the front of the line. Oh my gosh. So now it's kind of like we're at the deli counter, and I can remember those days in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, everybody at the deli counter, you had to pull the number. So is that a good thing? Well, it's better than sitting there parked forever. And that was one of the solutions to what do we do, because we don't have the capacity. We can't handle all these people all of a sudden on the website. We have not talked about the last of this, I guarantee it. Sadly, a big story on Sunday happened early in the morning, just before 7:30. A train derailed in New York. 4 people were killed. There's still 11 people critically injured in the hospital. Over 60 people were injured. They're trying to figure out, the National Transportation Safety Board, as to what happened here. How did this happen? It happened on a curve. The train was coming around a curve. And, oh, let me tell you, it's a sight to see that these... I can't imagine being a passenger, frankly, on the train and how you survived it. And a lot of people did survive it. The windows popped and shattered in their faces. And the trains, almost in slow motion, slid on their sides off the tracks. And they're talking about whether excessive speed, mechanical problems, human error, what was it, that led to the accident. But it is awful what's happened to these people, because they're not too far. It's crazy. It was outside of New York City, people coming out of Grand Central Station. So you imagine a lot of people coming back from Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, on the one curve that it took, the speed limit is like 30. And they think that it might have been, they might have been going double that amount. They don't know how fast, but they've got the recorder, so they'll look at that. But it was appeared to be going a lot faster, is what some people are saying. So they were still trying to find passengers for half the day. They shattered windows and searched woods and did whatever they could to look under. They had to actually think of this as I was describing the trains on their sides, and there was water there. They used jacks and airbags to look underneath the trains. They brought cranes in, and even in at night they were doing that. They were overturning cars just in case they might find somebody underneath. So people were injured critically. 4 people died. It's about 100 yards north of a main station in the Bronx. And this was a commuter train that was leaving Poughkeepsie just before 6 o'clock in the morning. It was the second train to leave the station. And it was supposed to arrive at Grand Central Station at 7:43. So people were messed up. Many of them felt lucky to be alive, because so many were sleeping. They were sleeping, and they were all of a sudden in the middle of this accident. Like I mentioned, the gravel was flying up at them, and smoke was everywhere. And the train had about 7 cars and a diesel locomotive, too. And 5 of the cars flew off the tracks. Wow, that is scary, scary stuff. 1 came pretty close to the water. It didn't go in. And the locomotive was basically pushing the train from behind. Ugh. They've had plenty of accidents before. I say plenty over the course of how long the train's been running. But it's going to take a while, I think, to clear all that up. They've got a dive team, helicopters, canines. Wow. So far they haven't found anything, and maybe that's the good news. Maybe that's the best news here. Stay with us. We've got odds and ends. We're going to poke around on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your telephone door. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel.
Tonight, woohoo! We're refreshed back from Turkey Day. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. At least you had a chance to partake in the eating of the turkey with all the trimmings. My turkey came out pretty good, despite the fact that the husband, in helping, put it upside down, put the turkey cooked upside down. And we have a theory. Maybe it tasted better. It was so moist because the juices were flipped, I guess. As long as it tastes good, it doesn't matter. However you cook it, as long as it tastes good. Another sad thing to mention. On Saturday, I was out and somebody sent me a text about this. A lot of people are fans of the Fast and Furious franchise. In fact, so much that they have made, and usually I think it's so ridiculous when they make seven of the same films, but there is definitely an audience for this. And they're in the middle of making Fast and the Furious 7, and one of the main characters, the actor Paul Walker, known for starring in that film franchise, was killed in a Porsche. The Porsche that his buddy was driving in crashed in Los Angeles, and it hit a tree, then a light pole, and just burst into flames. And it happened in the afternoon, and there were some people that apparently were trying to help him, but they couldn't do it. I mean, it was like instantaneous that the flames were all over the car. He's just 40 years old. And by the time the fire department was there and they put out the fire, they found them in the car. I mean, what a What a brutal death, and just ironic with the series that he was involved in that was so uber successful. And I guess the saddest part is whenever you leave a child behind, and he had a daughter, so, you know, the daughter doesn't loses a father. And these movies that they made that were so big because they had a big cast, they made them on pretty low budgets. And he got, I think he would get like $1 million a picture or something like that. And then finally, because it became so big, then he was up to like $7 million a picture. And he was one of the main characters without a doubt. So rough year in terms of interesting people or people that you see on the screen or have heard of dying. And this is just another one as we come to the tail end of the year. Speaking of coming to the tail end of the year, we will re-rack and look ahead and behind, look at what were the top stories, bar none, of 2013, and what we think is going to happen coming up next year. I'll tell you one thing to look for coming up in the next 2 weeks. December 13th, aha, all of a sudden it's here. That's that deadline for the budget. That's when the budget is due. Do you think we're going to see some bipartisan cooperation? I bet you we will. And the reason I think we will is because of the midterm elections. And because now Congress's approval rating, I know this isn't going to stun any of you, is at 6%. That is incredible. 6% means you are lousy. It means no one likes you. 6% is a terrible number. It's awful. I mean, this is rock bottom. Do you know, if we wanted to flip this equation, as I was reading this morning in the Washington Examiner, I love the way they put it. I can't put it better than this. That the approval rating for Congress is so crummy that for the first time, we have a higher opinion of people who sell cars. You know how they always portray cars, say, oh, sleazy, just sell you anything, sell you a lemon. So they have a better approval rating. EconomistYouGov.com did a poll, and they showed 6%. You have to go back to December of 2012 to go to the approval ratings that car salesmen in Congress had in comparing it. And Congress at that point was 10%. And car salesmen were at 8%. Now Congress is in the basement. So we knew the opinion was bad, but it's just even worse. I mean, it's even worse. And is it a question of now we're just so turned off by all of it that we just don't have any trust in government? We just can't do it. We just don't have that trust that we think of it as interference. And you look at this president and what his goals were, and the goals were immigration, certainly, and health care, and look what's happened with that. RC in Illinois comes back to us. Hey, RC, thanks for the buzz.
How did you have a good turkey day, I hope, there?
I did. I really did. I watched a bunch of football, and all the food was great. It was excellent. How about you?
Fine, thank you. Although I got one articulate thing, and although I've not been very articulate, you replayed a little rack of mine when I called the other day. I sounded like I never had a pair of store-bought shoes.
Oh, come on.
No.
We love you. You always sound good.
Anyway. Number one, and what a bizarre football season this is. I've followed the NFL for a lot of years. And you got teams just a little bit above 500 still got a chance to make playoffs. It's amazing.
It is. It's the craziest thing Matt and I were talking about that we've ever seen. In my lifetime, I think it's the worst I've ever seen, yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Now you got some teams that are progressing out there. Denver's victory night did that. You're a grand lady with a lot of knowledge. One of my teams is the Redskins. What's wrong with them?
Oh, the Redskins. Well, the first problem with the Redskins is that RG3 coming back hasn't been what they were hoping for. And I think even though they pushed it aside, I think Mike Shanahan's has had some problems as the coach with RG3. That's been part of the problem. I think some of the play calling is questionable. And Daniel Snyder always seems to get in the way of this team. Nobody ever talks about, they always talk about the owner, Jerry Jones, and what happens with the Cowboys. But I think
Snyder's worse.
He's worse. I do believe that. Or he's at least right up there. And that's a huge problem for a storied organization. I mean, think of the Redskins over the years. And this may be some of the worst, play that we've seen from the Redskins. Losing to the Giants, that was another brutal loss for them.
I don't know how they're going to do that. I think Shanahan's a good coach, but something's got to give, and they're not going to give RG the boot. So who knows what's going to happen there.
Here's the stat for you. I'm going to give you the stat that I saw earlier in the night. This tells the whole story. They're eliminated from the postseason for the 17th time in 21 years. And playing in prime time when you want to look good and that's the whole ego thing, they are 0-5.
My heavens.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't follow it. That's why Kate with a K stands for knowledge.
Thanks, RC.
No, wait a minute. Now, I've got another question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
I had Turkey Day dinner with some, they're pretty high up in the food chain for healthcare industry, in hospital fields, and so I asked him about Obamacare. Maybe I didn't state that right. I should have said, Affordable Health Care Act.
Mm.
I said, what do you feel about that? And one of the people there said, well, the insurance companies are greedy. And it's like they lockstep. I said, yeah, they're greedy. That's the problem with this whole thing. And it was Thanksgiving. I mean, I'll go to battle with you verbally at all. I might go with you physically, but I sat back, but I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand what that take was all about. So explain that to me on the other side, if you can.
I will. It's interesting because I don't agree. Well, I do and I don't agree. I'll explain it in a minute here, talking about affordable health care and the take on the insurance companies and blaming it on them. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Answering RC's question about Obamacare and insurance companies say that they're worried about reduced profits once affordable care kicks all the way in. They're facing big losses, and some of the largest U.S. medical insurers say it's a definite, like United Health, Aetna, Cigna, Humana. They're concerned about the new taxes to cover some of the expanding health care coverage to 30 million plus uninsured people starting in 2014. As we know, that's been kicked to the end of March now. So they've got fees and restrictions on insurers. It also cuts funding for Medicare Advantage from their point of view. So the privately run version of the government's Medicare program for older people and disabled is what we're talking about. And that could mean insurers will get stuck, they say, with smaller profit margins. And what does that mean? Anthem Blue Cross, Aetna, Health, United Health Group, Humana, all say they're not going to even participate in exchanges in some states because it wouldn't work right for them. Aetna is a Fortune, I'll give you an example, is a Fortune 100 company. They have $34.2 billion in revenue last year, and they withdrew from exchanges in three states, including Connecticut, which is their corporate home. Only three insurers are in the Connecticut market, so that makes your choice pretty slim. And there are a lot of health insurers that are bailing out from the state exchanges because you know, basically then that's going to be fewer options for the consumers. So are the insurance companies, did they make a ton of profits? Yeah, they made a ton of profits. And think of the lobbyists. They have the most lobbyists on the Hill, but because of the regulations battling with the insurance, it only made it worse. What should have happened, I think, without a doubt, at least it would have been a good effort to try it. I believe it would have worked. Is the problem is competition. If you had erased state lines and you could just shop across the board, think of car insurance, think of other insurances, and there was heavy competition, then they would have to be more affordable. They would have to compete for the dollars. And that would have been a better, I think, a better way to go, or at least try it. I think they'd have a good chance, would have had a good chance to work if you could have just shopped across the board. But that isn't what happens with it, healthcare the way it is. So to me, that's one of the biggest problems. And are we anywhere close to getting fixed? The answer is no. And one of the things that does happen with insurance companies that is so outrageous is what ultimately they charge, what ends up getting charged back to the person, and what they're paying for things. Think of the hospitals who say because of the insurance companies, they have to pass on the costs. I mean, you know, the old joke about what, how much it costs to get an aspirin when you're 2 feet from the hospital at the local pharmacy. And the answer is you can get a bottle of 150 of them for $4. But when you're laying in the bed, you got to pay $50 for one. How is that? I mean, there's a thing called markup. But why is the markup that great? How did we allow it to get like this in the first place? Because nobody, everybody has their head in the sand. They don't have time to fight it. They don't have time to ask the questions. And let's face it, the one thing that insurance has going for it is the frustration level is so high for people, and they get packets and packets of information they don't even bother to read because it's too convoluted. And now it's going to be even more convoluted for a lot of people. So we're nowhere near close to solving the conundrum of healthcare in this country. Not even close to it. And with the health exchanges, if you don't have enough people in the exchanges the way it's supposed to work, it's not going to work. So if you get flung into a health exchange, how can you afford it if there's not enough young people on the plan who are healthy? And there are more older people who have a lot of health problems. That's not going to work out because the money won't balance out. It'll cost a fortune. And if you're in a smaller area, you would be penalized. There'd be less choice. Less choice equals more money that you're going to have to pony up. That's the deal. Cyber Monday is here, believe it or not. How did this come about in the first place? It was self-created. What a brilliant thing. For anybody that does any kind of commerce on internet. So Cyber Monday was actually coined in 2005 by a retail lobbying group. Aha, see the lobbying groups. And what happens is you get deals on electronics, especially 50% off of things, free shipping, for example. That's what happens. If you look at Walmart, they're offering deals on their website, free shipping on orders over $35. Amazon, new deals, they say every 10 minutes, free shipping on orders of 35 and over. And the list is long, where you can get a smartphone or you can get clothing, accessories, whatever it is. And you got to think about this. 70% of Americans have high-speed broadband internet service at home. Is that crazy? 70%. Not only at home, but on their phones and on their tablets. So Cyber Monday is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. So anybody in retail now is trying to massively capitalize on that and offer whatever kind of discount they can to get people to shop and to get their stuff online. And the idea of not paying for shipping is very appealing to a lot of people who have a lot of things that they need to get. So they wait and they know what they're going to order and then they jump on and then they order it. And it goes pretty smoothly for them because they were already aware of what they were doing. TSA. They're not worried about what's happening on Cyber Monday. They're worried about checking people through the system. And now there's this TSA pre-check. And what happens is if you have a passport and a clean record and $100, you can whip through the line. You get booted to the front of it, whether you're in Atlanta or whether you're in Chicago at O'Hare or Philadelphia International or LAX or just pick a place. You get to walk all the way through and no more harassing over the little things you might have stuck accidentally in your luggage. And they say now more and more people are signing up for it to get to the gate faster so that they can, one, maneuver themselves in line to get on the plane faster, because a lot of times you have people that are dragging so much on, they don't get an overhead bin. Isn't it crazy? The advantages the airline somehow find themselves in constantly. I mean, pretty soon, they're going to be selling us the what kind of seatbelt you get and how you buckle up. Oh, you want a seatbelt? Well, that's an extra $5. That's called premium. The amount of nickeling and diming that goes on is unbelievable to me on the flights. It really, really is. The penny, the penny, the penny. They say far more than half of all $1 coins ever minted are stored in government vaults. I actually have a few of those. Do you have any of those dollars? Like the dollar presidential coins? They stopped making them in 2011 because the public didn't like it, wasn't asking for it. The Government Accountability Office says they would like to see $1 paper notes phased out. And there's actually a Senate bill that's supposed to improve the circulation of the $1 coins, but it doesn't seem like it's going to pass. I don't know, a lot of people don't like coins. They seem like a nuisance. They don't want to carry them around, which in a way is so ridiculous, right? The Federal Reserve banks hold on to about $1.4 billion in dollar coins, enough to meet the demand for the next 40 years. So far more than half of the dollar coins ever minted are in the vaults, as I said, which is crazy. And last year they returned them, too, so more were in the reserve than were paid out. And a lot of businesses returned the coin and say that people don't want it. It's not popular. The history of the $1 presidential coin, they started in 2005. And then they started distributing in 2007 through 2011 when they didn't do it because there wasn't the demand anymore. I don't know, $1 coins, I thought they were okay. But I can understand why some people wouldn't like them. They said they would save $4.4 billion over 30 years or $150 million a year if they went with metal. And they phased out the $1 paper notes. Canada and the United Kingdom, they say that the public had some resistance to the coins, but it dissipated. But they didn't have an alternative. Coin? Paper. Coin? Paper. Which do you prefer? Stay with us.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, I got to say this. Hey, crazy Black Friday. There was people shooting each other, screaming, yelling, and stores getting arrested. The great thing about Cyber Monday is hopefully people won't be doing that because it's you and the computer. So if you decide to shoot your computer, that's one thing. But it was nutty what people do to each other and stores that are open all night long. So, you know, people rushing to the stores, although they say the Thanksgiving Day sales that sales actually were down. So there were a bunch of people that turned out, but they spent less for the first time. Like your Macy's and Target and all that. They have discounts and they open the stores, but they didn't get the people they thought they were going to get. 141 million people were expected to shop in stores and online for 4 days that wrapped up on Sunday, up from 137 million. You know how they get these numbers? It's the National Retail Federation. But the total spending, which was expected to fall for the first time ever since they started tracking it in 2006, and they released it on Sunday afternoon. Over 4 days, spending fell 2.9% to $57.4 billion. How about that? And you know what the average is? Are you spending this, folks? They say the average that shoppers were expected to spend during the 4 days, $407.02. $407.02. Wow. How about that? And it's a big time for shopping. Will we see that on Cyber Monday? I bet you no. I think people will set a record with Cyber Monday. Because they'll go to work, and then some people will be working, and they'll order things when they're at work. I think the lowest of what I heard that happened on Black Friday, you know, what happened over the four-day period, was the fact that somebody stole money from the Salvation Army. Ugh, that is just bad karma to do that. How do you do that? How do you reach in and grab money? Somebody broke into the community centers in Washington. They stole the money that was collected through the Red Kettle program, which you see the red kettles all over the place. But they broke into the office and they took a bunch of money from everything that had been collected. And the person actually drew a knife. They're hoping, or they think it's going to get returned anyway. Like I said, it is bad karma to do that. All right, you want some bright news, some happy news? I got to throw this in the mix of what we've been talking about. The Macy's Day Parade went off without a hitch, or pretty much without a hitch. The balloons, there was 50 balloons, and the 50 balloons were in the air. It worked. They were in the air. Instead of on the ground, grounded because of high winds, because it was definitely not looking good. It was not looking like they were going to be able to fly the balloons. Frankly, that's the big part of the Macy's Day program. You tune in and you see these big giant balloons going by the buildings. And I have to say, it is pretty cool. If you're listening in Oklahoma or you're listening in Florida or wherever, you know it. You're kicking back, drinking a little Joe. And you're seeing these big balloons going through the canyons of these giant buildings. And they were able to do that because it was not looking like that was going to happen. It was looking like there would be no way they'd be able to do it. Since having an accident in the late 90s, they don't want to risk that that's a possibility if the winds are strong enough or blowing in a certain direction. So there's another good thing. The balloons flew at the parade and lots of people watched. Lots and lots of people watched. Here's another good one. We're getting closer to Sochi and the Olympics. And Lindsey Vonn, this is why people are watching skiing, says she might need another operation on her right knee, but she wants to put it off until after the Olympics. She's seeing if she can do it, even though she has to have surgery at one point. So she did a couple of pretty aggressive runs through the Super G course, and she said she felt really good. And this was over the long holiday. So she's going to train for some downhill. If the training goes well, she'll race for the first time since she had an accident at the World Championships in February. That's good news for America because some of these medals might be pretty tough to come by this time around. And we're always predicted to be in the money and to win. But there are a couple of sports where we've dropped off. We've dropped behind the pack a little bit. And I hate to bounce back to this, but because people are still, some people are staying an extra day, and on Monday they're going to make their way back home from wherever they went for Thanksgiving. And they might miss some of the terrible traffic things that have happened. We talked about the derailment in New York on the Sunday morning train. There was also a 1,500-foot long trail. I've never heard it described this way, but it has been. Of cars jammed up a stretch of Massachusetts Highway in a 65-car pileup because of the icy roads. 61 cars, two tractor trailers, two six-wheel trucks. 35 people were injured, and it was Route 290 in Worcester, Massachusetts. And even the emergency responders had a hard time getting to the scene because the roads were unsalted. They bussed 60 people from there. Wow. That's awful. 35 people injured. Because of icy roads. And in Massachusetts, you know, they're used to that kind of thing. It just shows you how bad that was. And it's a chain reaction thing. But I've never heard it described like that. And that is frightening to hear that. Because you're not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere if that many people are caught in a pileup. Bad news. And speaking of not going anywhere, I'm going to finish with this. There is some tension between Japan, China, and the United States. In case you missed it, really the relationship between China and Japan are massively on the rocks. They've been disputing a bunch of small islands in the East China Sea. Beijing, late last month, attempted to impose an air defense zone over the area, causing jets from both countries as well as the United States and South Korea to buzz along that area. Vice President Joe Biden is visiting Tokyo, Seoul, and Beijing this week. He wants to defuse the situation. China and Japan would be wise to step back from this, because is it really about those small islands that might have some minerals on it versus what they could lose? Because you're talking about the second and third largest economies. And there's lots of economic ties between China and Japan, and they're so important. And I would think it'd be costly. If you think the total trade between China and Japan was almost $334 billion in 2012, and the economy is really stale in Japan while China is booming, I don't think Japan wants to lose that. But they like those islands too. Unknown islands for some resources. Stay friendly with the Chinese. Weigh in the options. Weigh in the options. Stay classy, America.
So much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.